Bringing you the latest on all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on Fox Sports 910.
Who's Talking? We're live out at Friday's tonight. We've got Yuri Barnes here, Frank and Hobbo, final segment of our show. But we will be staying here to watch the Virginia GW basketball game, which starts at 7:30. So still, if you haven't come out thus far, please come on out and join us. Maybe bend the elbow and watch the Hoos play the Colonials. But
plenty of cold beverages and fancy appetizers and lots of good cheer.
Yeah, we'd love to see you. Love to see you.
All right, we're going to finish up with Yuri Barnes and bring Bobby Call back real quick to do our picking, our predictions for the weekend's games. Yuri, you played with some terrific guys. You dealt with being ranked high during the season. Mm-hmm. You had lots of experience in the ACC tournament. You guys even beat Duke on occasion.
Yes.
And I enjoyed rubbing that in my friends like Russell Bowles' face back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So talk to us a little bit about the mindset as we move through these early season games and then ACC. First game this year against the ACC, they played Notre Dame, I believe, on January the 2nd.
Yeah, well, and that's the first ACC game?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm not that familiar with Notre Dame, but I know that that'll be tough, and hopefully we'll be well tested by then. We'll know where we stand, know where we are, know who we are, more importantly. And I know that'll be a big test, just because traditionally Notre Dame's always a good powerhouse, and they won actually.
Yeah, defending ACC champion.
Right. Yeah, so, I don't know that much about them.
You know, it's funny. Virginia beat them out there, and then they go to the ACC tournament, and Notre Dame plays crazy basketball and beats Carolina in the finals.
Right. I don't root for Carolina, but I was sort of pissed off they let Notre Dame, because that's their first year, right?
Yes.
They just walk in there and win
the ACC.
Well, the
interesting thing is you got Miami, Virginia, Notre Dame, three consecutive non-North Carolina teams winning the ACC title. That hadn't happened very often.
Right.
But at any rate.
All right, we're going to say goodbye to Yuri. Yuri, thank you for joining us.
All right, guys. It's been fun. Appreciate it.
And just real quick while we switch from Yuri to Bobby Call, a quick Olympic report, and we'll make it all soccer all the time. The Virginia women with a 7-1 win last weekend over Howard. They advance in the women's tournament. They will play UNC Wilmington next weekend. The thing that's really impressed me about, Frank, the women's soccer team is how many goals they've scored. You know, they've been scoring 5, 6, 7 goals a game. And the other thing that's impressive, speaking of soccer, the men got the invitation today. They will host Ryder on Thursday night at 7 o'clock. But the thing that strikes me, it's the 35th consecutive NCAA appearance by the men's soccer program at the University of Virginia. That is not too shabby.
Not too shabby. All right, we're going to pivot quickly. ACC announced game times and networks last week for this coming weekend's games. Obviously, Duke travels to Virginia. Virginia is a 2-point favorite in this game. Bobby, what do you say about the game?
I think Virginia's going to give the Blue Devils a devil of a time and come out as a winner.
He's pumped. He's pumped. He's ready to go to Scott Stadium.
He's bullish on the Cavs.
I'm suiting up for this one.
All right. North Carolina is traveling to VPI, and believe it or not, UNC is favored by almost a touchdown with 6.5 points.
I think the UNC is going to bring the Hokies to heel and win going away.
All right, Georgia Tech is at Miami, and Miami, believe it or not, is giving a point to Georgia Tech. So that game is basically a pick 'em.
Yeah, it really is. You know, who knows who's going to show up at that time, but it's at Miami, and I think Miami's going to surf away with that one.
Two teams that have had disappointing years relative to their expectations.
Syracuse is at NC State. Right now, the game is not – there are no odds.
Yeah, hard
nobody
to call
cares.
That one.
Nobody cares. All right, Chattanooga is at Florida State. That thing is off the board. And
I think I'm taking Florida State in that one.
Yeah. that's a snoozer.
Wake me up.
Wake Forest is at Clemson, and believe it or not, Clemson is only favored by 30 points.
That's all?
I'm taking the Deacons to cover. I think they get a late touch to cover that 30.
You know, the Deacons might give them a game.
They might.
They lost to Notre Dame by 21. So, you know, the Deacs under Dave Clawson are probably getting better each week.
Hey, and I think, Pitt and Louisville, I think the Panthers are going to eat the Cardinal.
There you go. All right, so the next game, Boston College is the away team somehow, and but they're
at Fenway.
It's at Fenway in Boston.
Go figure.
Somehow Notre Dame has been designated as the home team.
It's the Jesuit Bowl.
Yeah. Notre Dame is only favored by 17 points, and I do think Notre Dame will cover that.
Yeah, most likely, depending on who hits a home run.
Well, Notre Dame still, I think, has an outside shot at trying to slip into the Final Four, depending on who wins and who loses the rest of the way.
And to think we should have beat them.
Yeah, and I think that was probably the turning point of the Virginia season, that last 15 or 20 seconds of the Notre Dame game in Charlottesville.
And Notre Dame's, really.
Yeah, because that would have certainly been a devastating loss for them.
Well, that was certainly a game Virginia could have won. They knocked out the starting quarterback.
But the backup wasn't too bad.
Well, he on second down or third and long, I believe it was third and long, he throws the pass over the top into the corner of the field. Unfortunately, number 26 bit on the down and up, and his safety did not cover on the top. And
well, that wide receiver had two long touchdown passes. He got one in the first half, too. I forget, was his name Fuller?
Yeah. Virginia outplayed Notre Dame that day, and it's a shame that game turned out the way it did, because I'm convinced this Cavalier team could have had a different type of season with that win.
Could have been.
All right. Well, anyway, they've got two games remaining. Duke, this coming Saturday at 3:30. Huge contest for the Cavs. They need to win this game for the alumni, the fans, the student body. And
we really need the fans to come out there, because it always helps when you have home team, home field advantage. If you've got the
fans.
Well,
I think for the seniors, these last two games are important for the seniors, even though they have no more hope of going to a bowl. I know they would like to finish with a little flourish at home.
It'd be fun to watch Kanan Severin. He'll be on top of his game.
But you know what? The only way he can top last week is if he gets four touchdowns. And
that's what we need.
Why not?
Who knows? Maybe he could do it. Anyhow, I think somehow Virginia will find a way to scratch out a win. And, if Ian Fry has to kick a late field goal to give a 3-point victory, I'll take it.
We thank everybody for listening tonight. Still, come on out next week. Brad Barnes, Barry Parkhill, and Dr. Gordy Rawls will be back in studio next week. We'll break down the Duke game and look ahead to the Hokies.
A lot of fun with football, basketball, and Dr. Rawls. It should be a lot of fun.
Woohoo!
Go Wahoos!
Go Wahoos tonight!
B-A-W.
Let's get the Colonials!
Woo-hoo!
Thank you for listening tonight!
You've been listening to Who's Talkin' on Fox Sports 910. Sponsored by Ortho Virginia, LeClaire Ryan Law, TGI Fridays, Town Bank of Richmond, TheSaber.com, Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialists, Hildrop Moving and Storage, Kelleher Heating and Air, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, LeMaire Restaurant at the Jefferson Hotel, Holly Martin Partners, and West Hampton Cleaners, with special contributions from Sarge Reynolds and Buford Scott. Get a podcast of Who's Talkin' at Fox Sports Richmond.com.